You're holding daf hey. You're daf hey yom aleph. Again, in the middle of the shaila, how do we know that beer chometz, you're not allowed to have chometz in your shoes on erev Pesach from chatzais v'yelech? How do we know that midiraisa? So far, one pasuk was from the pasuk of ach. Ach b'yom rishon tashpisu. Ach means half a day, yes, half a day, no. And b'yom rishon goes on erev yomtiv. That's how we know erev yomtiv from chatzais v'yelech. It's also to have chometz in your shoes. Now we're up to the Gemara says another reason. Rabbi Yishmael says another reason. Matzinu Yudalid Shenikra Rishon. We found another place in the Torah that the word Yudalid applies to, that Yudalid means Erev Pesach is called Rishon. Like here the Pasuk says, Ach b'yom harishon tashpisu some b'teichem. On the first day you should get rid of your chometz. Now what does the first day mean? So he says, I have another raya. The first day here means Erev Pesach Yudalid. Shenema, the Pasuk also in Shemai says, Barishon Barba Sayyom Lachodesh is Ba'erev Teichlo Matzah, the Pasuk says. So Barishon, the beginning, what does Barishon mean? Barba also. So Sarai, when the Torah says Rishon, it means the 14th day of Nisan Erev Pesach. So the Pasuk before says, Ach Ba'yom Rishon Tashbisu, when do we have to get rid of the Chometz? It means on Erev Pesach. We have Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar, Rishon Demikora Mashma. The word Rishon means from before. It was Ach b'yom harishon tashpisu means get rid of the chometz. B'yom harishon doesn't mean the first day Pesach, but rishon means a day from before. Before Pesach starts, on Erev Pesach, get rid of the chometz. Rishon means the mikara mashma. The Yom HaKra, the Pesach says in Iyov, harishon odom tivoli. That, like, are you created first before Adam harishon? So it's a lashon, harishon odom tivoli. Are you created from before? So rishon always means from before. So B'yom HaRishon means the day before Pesach. On Erev Pesach, you should make the Bir Chometz. When on Erev Pesach? That we have to come out L'chura Ach. Since the Pasuk says Ach B'yom HaRishon, Ach is like a choluk. We divide the day in half. The first half of Erev Pesach, Midiraisa, you're allowed to have Chometz in your shoes. It's only from Chatzayis V'elech that it's awesome. For the Gemara, if you're telling me now the word Rishon, HaRishon, always means from before, Ela Meyata, the Pasuk says by Sukkis, it says, take an esrig and a luluv, b'yom rishon of Sukkis. His hachinam here also, you're going to tell me, rishon de mikara mashma, that rishon means from before. In other words, before Sukkis, that's when you have to start taking the luluv, and we know that's not emes. We take the luluv on the first day Sukkis. And the Gemara Shani also, my Sukkis is different. The Pasuk says, usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. The end of this pasuk, ulakachtem lechem b'yom rishon, it says you should be happy in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu for 7 days. So ma shvi lechag, just like the 7 days means the 7 days of Sukkot itself. Af rishon lechag. When it says lakachtem lechem b'yom rishon, has to mean the first day of Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot, you have to take the lulav. So here it has to mean the first day; it can't mean before. But by Yosef, when the Pasuk says, Ach, b'yom harishon, tashbisu, maybe that, like we're saying, that means Erev Pesach. The day before Pesach, that's the time when to make a ashposa, destroy your chametz. Fred Gemara, hochinami, tshver, no, by Sukkot, by Pesach also with tshver. Hochinami, ksiv, Ach, b'yom harishon, tashbisu. But then the Pasuk says, Shivach yomim, matzah is techelu. For 7 days, you should eat matzah. So, l'chur, just like the 7 days means Pesach itself, so the Chura B'yom HaRishon should also mean the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara, no, Imkeim, if that's the fact, that Ach B'yom HaRishon means the first day of Pesach, Nichtav Chura Rishon. The Torah just should have said the word Rishon. Ach B'yom Rishon Tashbisu. And that would mean the first day of Pesach. Ho Rishon Lomeli. Why does it have to say the word Ach B'yom Ho Rishon the Hei? Ishma'amina L'kili Amorin. Since it says an extra hey, it's a raya here. The word horishon means the day before Pesach, on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, that's when you have to make the ashposa to get rid of your chometz. Fret yomari hochi, if that's so, that the reason why it means the day before is because it says the hey, hosam nami, by Sukkot also, the Pasuk says, ulakachtem lochem bayoim horishon. It says the hey. So the yomari hochi, hosam nami, horishon. It says also horishon. So Bezoi HaRishon should mean the day before Sukkot. And that's not true. We know you only have to take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. So you see, even though the Pasuk says HaRishon, it doesn't always mean before the Yontif, but it means the first day of Yontif. So we have a kasha, maybe by Tashbisu also. When the Torah says, Ach, b'yom arishon Tashbisu, maybe it means on the first day of Pesach, make the Ashbosa get rid of it. How do we know it means Erev Pesach? The Mo'ihachi Yosem Nami arishon Lomali. V'su, another kasha is, Hosom Dechsiv, another Pesach says, B'yom harishon Shabosin, u'b'yom hashmini Shabosin. Says by Sukkis, the first day is a Yom Tif, and the eighth day of Sukkis is a Yom Tif. Is Eimot, maybe we'll say here, Rishon Dimikor Mashma, that the Yom Tov of the first day of Sukkot means before the eighth day. In other words, there should be nine days in between. But tell me the eighth day is Shmini Atzeres, but it doesn't mean B'yom Rishon, the first day is Yom Tov, the first of the 8 days. It means the day before that. And that's not true. We know Sukkot is only 8 days. For the Gemara Eimot, Rishon Dimikor Mashma. And the Gemara Shani Hosam, that can't be. The Yom HaKro, the Pesach says clearly, Uvayoyim HaShmini Shabosin. Says on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres is Yom Tov. Now, Ma Shmini Shmini Dechag, just like the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres for sure means the eighth day of Sukkot, is Af Rishon, Rishon Dechag. Here also, the word Rishon has to mean the first day of Sukkot. So in this Pesach, even though it says HaRishon, it for sure means the first day of Sukkot. Ach B'yom Rishon Dechag. Abizoy HaRishon Lomali. Why does it say the word here Harishon for? Just should have said B'yom Rishon. Why does it say B'yom Harishon? If we're dashing from the hay, so why does the pasuk here say an extra hay? And if the Gemara Lamute Cholish Shemoyed, here I need it to tell me that the Issa Shvisa, not to do Malacha, is only the first and eighth day of Sukkot, but in between is called Cholish Shemoyed, that you're allowed to do Malacha. For the Gemara Cholish Shemoyed, Me Rishon Ashmini Nafka. I don't need an extra hay from the word Harishon. No, from the Mashmoyes HaPosik. The Posik says clearly, which day is Shavat, is an Issa Malacha like a Yom Tif? Only the first day, and Shmini Atzeres. So it says clearly, in between is not a Yom Tif. Now the Gemara, no, Itzvach, I still need a Posik, HaRishon, to tell me, only the first and not Chol HaShemoyed. Why? I would think, Hoyo the Kosa Rachmonon. Uvayoyim HaShmini. The Posik says an extra Vav here. It doesn't say Bayoyim HaShmini. It says Uvayoyim HaShmini. It says Bayoyim HaRishon Shabosin. Uvayoyim HaShmini Shabosin. Why does it say an extra Vav? So I would think maybe Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon. Since it says an extra Vav, it's like adding on to the first days. It means to include the Afilo B'Cholosh Shemoyed. Even Cholosh Shemoyed also has an Issa Melachom Midiraisa like a regular Yom Tov. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon. That's why the Pasuk says an extra hey, HaRishon. Pasuk says, Bayoyim HaRishon, to tell us only the first day is Yom Tif and not Chol HaShemoyed. But for the Gemara, it's also Shreya Dom. For the Licht of Rachmon, Eloi Vav, Eloi Hei, still a Bissam Adnam. You're telling me now, the Pasuk would have just said, Bayoyim Rishon Shabosin, Bayoyim Shmini Shabosin, I would know. Only the first day of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tif. In between is Chol HaShemoyed. Now, since the pasuk says an extra vav uvayoyim, that's what's a shver to us. Why does it say uvayoyim? That I would think maybe chol hamoed. Therefore, I need the word vayoyim harishon, the extra hey, to tell me no, it doesn't mean chol hamoed. So don't say the vav and don't say the hey. If it wouldn't have said the vav, I don't need the hey, and I would know what we're talking about. That vayoyim harishon and vayoyim hashmini means the first day of Sukkot and the eighth day of Sukkot. So something is extra. So still shver the word harishon. We still have another kasha. Hosom dechsev, another pasuk says, Bayoyim harishon, mikra kodesh yilachem, is you want to tell me rishon the mikra mashma, that rishon shemit from before, that avada there, it means the first day is Yom Tov. It doesn't mean from before is Yom Tov. So the Mara Elo, the pshat is like this, we're still sticking to what we're saying, that here by Pesach, the pasuk says, ach, bayoyim harishon tashpisu, what is bayoyim harishon? It doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, you have to make beer chametz. So like we do, it means Erev Pesach. And Ach B'yom Rishon means on Erev Pesach, Ach is cholik. The first half of the day, midiraisa, you're allowed to have chametz. And from Chatzos V'yelech, it's also midiraisa. That's because the word HaRishon means Meikara. Over here, these three HaRishons here by Sukkot and by Pesach mean something else. Elahani Shleisha Rishon Miborda Likertona Deveri Rabbi Shmuel. The reason why the Pesach says these three Rishons is not really to teach us what they were talking about, but it's a special limud. It's like the noun of Rishon. Like Rashi says, Ela mahani shleish Rishon nechsib b'mikra kodesh tepesach, or mikra kodesh tesukis, or mitzvah slulev, le'toysel Rav Nachman. Don't ask any questions on these. Tahani Rishon Ichsibu Lav Lamash Musayu Kosi. It's not coming us to tell us the halachas of that day. El Shmo B'Almahu. The Torah is just calling. Sukkot is called Rishon. Pesach is called Rishon. The Nikro Rishon is called Rishon. What's Magay? Why do I care if it's called Rishon or not? Like the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Like the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel says. Like the Gemara says. Like the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Bischar Shleisha Rishon. Bischar three mitzvahs that we do. That the Pesach calls it Rishon. Is Zocho L'Shleisha Rishon. We're Zeicha for three other things that has the word Rishon in it. What are we Zeicha to? Lahachris Zhawar Shalesov. We're Zeicha to get rid of Esav. Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash will be Zeicha to Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash. Or Lashmai Shal Mashiach will be Zeicha B'schar that we do these Yom Tovim. Hey, Sukkot and Pesach, we're Mekayim, will be Zeicha for these three things that also says the word Rishon. Like Rashi says, B'schar Gibel Rishon means Shrisa Soregel the Pesach. B'schar that we're Mekayim Mitzvahs of Pesach. Or Shrisa Soregel the Chag. And the fact that we're Mekayim that we don't do Malach on Sukkot. Or Natilas Lulav. And the fact that we do the mitzvah of taking lulav, shenikro rishonim, these three mitzvahs have the word rishon on it, is zochel l'shleisha rishon. Bischar doing these three mitzvahs that says the word rishon will be zochel for another three things that the pasuk also says the word rishon by them. What's the raya of tomorrow? Lahachris zara shel esav will be zochel to win over esav. Tichsiv the pasuk says vayetzei harishon admoi nikula kaderaseyam. So you see, it calls Esav Harishon. So Bischar doing the mitzvah of Pesach will be Zeicha to go Keneged Esav. Or the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Chiv, Kisei Kovoid Moroim, Merishoin Mikoy Mikdashenu. So you see also, it says the word Merishoin by talking about the Beis HaMikdash. So Bischar keeping mitzvah Sukkis will be Zeicha for the Beis HaMikdash. Agav, it's a raya that we always say that Sukkis, we always say Arachim or Yochum Lonu, as Sukkis Zavad HaNafolis, that Sukkis and Rumus to the Beis HaMikdash, like it's saying here. Bischar would keep in the Yom Tov of Sukkis will be Zeicha to see the Beis HaMikdash. Ul Shmoy Shal Mashiach, right, says with the Schus of Lulav, will be Zeicha to see Mashiach. The Echsev, it says by the Mashiach, Rishon Litzion Hina Hinam. So it says the word Rishon by Mashiach, so Bischar will be Mekayim the Inyan of Lulav. And the Torah also says, L'kachtam l'chem b'yayim ha-rishon, priyates hadar, the Torah says the word rishon, by lulav, so b'schuz there will be zeicha to see Mashiach. So that's why these three words harishon are coming. Therefore here the word harishon does not mean meikara. Mashen came before by bir chametz, that the pasuk says, ach b'yayim ha-rishon tashbisu svami b'techem, the first day get rid of the chametz, it doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, but it rather means meikara. The day before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, that's when you have to get rid of the chametz. Rabbi says another pshat. Again, that was the original shayla. How do we know that the inyan to get rid of the chametz is on Erev Pesach? The pasuk only says, ach b'yayim harishon tashbisu. So maybe it means the first day of Pesach you have to get rid of your chametz. What's the raya? The pasuk means, meikara the day before Erev Pesach. So Rabbi says another raya. Rabbi Meyocha. The pasuk says, lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Pasuk says, when you bring your carbon Pesach and make the shechita on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz in your reshus. So you see clearly that the inyan to get rid of your chametz starts on Erev Pesach. If it's first going to start on Pesach, we know when we bring the carbon. We bring the carbon on Erev Pesach, we bring the carbon. So b'zoi, why does the pasuk say, when you bring the carbon, don't have chametz? So the pasuk is saying, L'tishchat ha-Pesach v'yadayin chametz kayin. The pasuk is saying, v'zman yoshechten your carbon Pesach, which the Zman starts by Chatzos, after Chatzos, on Erev Pesach, from then you are not allowed to have chametz in your reshus. So the Hechruch, when the Pasuk says, ach, b'yom harishon tashbisu, it has to mean Erev Pesach. It has to mean on Erev Pesach, that's when you can't have chametz in your reshus. V'dimara v'yema, kol chad v'chad kishochet Zman shchita, v'yema kol chad v'chad kishochet, maybe the Pasuk is just saying, when you bring a Korban Pesach, don't have chametz. So maybe there's no aveira that after Chatzos you can't have chametz. If you want to bring a Korban Pesach 5 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe that's when you can't have chametz. But the Torah is saying, whenever you bring a Korban Pesach, at that time you can't have chametz in your shoes. So how do we know to say b'davka after Chatzos, midiraisa, you're not allowed to have chametz in your shoes? Maybe no. Maybe if you want to bring a Korban 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're allowed to have it till then. And for the Gemara, Zman Shchitam Rachmona. Like Rashi says, not Mestarva, the Torah gives different Zmanim. For him, he has to get rid of the Chametz 2 o'clock. He has to get rid of 2:30. Him 4. No, the Torah says one Zman. The Torah says Zman Shchitam, like it's Loi Plug. At by after Chatzos, That's the zman when you are allowed to bring a korban Pesach. The Torah says leisishchat al chametz. Don't have chametz in Rishus anymore. So behechur pshan the pasuk of ach b'yom rishon tashbisu has to mean on erev Pesach make the b'mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu, get rid of your chametz. Tomorrow Tanya Namihoch, you have a raya like this also. The pasuk says ach b'yom rishon tashbisu some b'teichim. Pasuk says the first day, that's when you have to get rid of your chametz. Is me'er of Yom Tov. Pshat from the pasuk here, it doesn't mean b'yom rishon the first day of Pesach, but it means on erev Pesach. For the Gemara Ayene, maybe not like that. Ela b'yom tov atzmoi. Maybe the pasuk means mamish the first day of Pesach. That's when you have to get rid of your chametz. Talmud Leim have a raya from another pasuk. The pasuk says leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Don't shecht your korban Pesach when you still have chametz. That means lo tishchat esa Pesach v'yadayin chometz kayim. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's why Rabbi Yishmael learns out this drasha. So like we just said, that since the Torah says when you bring your korban Pesach, you should not have chometz in your rishus, and you bring the korban Pesach on the erev Pesach, so it's a clear raya that when the pasuk says, ach, b'yoyim arishin tashvisu, b'yoyim arishin here means on erev Pesach. On erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, that's when you have to get rid of your chometz. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva has another limud. I don't need the second pasuk of leisishchat achomes dav zivchi. I don't need a second pasuk to tell me this. Now I know it's from the first pasuk. Hareyuaima, the pasuk says, ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu some b'teichim. The pasuk says on the first day, that's when you should get rid of your chometz. Now we don't know what the first day means. So the kibbe says, yes, I know what it means. Uksiv, another pasuk says, kol malacha leisasu. You're not allowed to do malachis on Yom Tov. Now, the Pashup Shahid learning Tashbisa means you have to burn the chametz. Now, if you tell me B'yom Rishon means on Pesach, how can you burn chametz on Pesach? It's an Avera. Or Metzinu La'avara Shiyav Malacha. Or one of the Lama Tes Malachas is Havara. So since the Pasuk is saying, Ach B'yom Rishon Tashbisa, you have to burn your chametz on the first day cannot mean Pesach. Because on Pesach it's also to burn chametz. It's one of the Lama Tes Malachas. So that's the Mekivas Rayam, that when the Pasuk says, Ach, B'yom Rishon here means Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, then you are allowed to do Malachis. That's when there's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. We have B'yoysi Yoymer Ein Etzorach. B'yoysi has another Raya. We don't need this Raya. A different one. Harei Yoymer, the Pasuk says, Ach, B'yom Rishon Tashbisa Soma B'teichem. Me'erev Yom Tov. He says clearly this means Erev Yom Tov. For the Gemara Yaini, how do you know that? Maybe not. Ela B'yom Tov. Maybe the pasuk means on Pesach, that's when you have to destroy the chametz. Talmud Leimo, Rabbi Yisiel, the pasuk says, Ach Cholik. The pasuk says, Ach Cholik, that the day is divided in half. Now, if it means on Pesach, how could you say half of Pesach you're allowed to have chametz, the first day and half not? Since the pasuk is saying, Ach Cholik, there's a chilik, you have to say it means on Erev Pesach. That up until Chatzais, you're allowed to have chametz in your shus. Just after Chatzais, on Erev Pesach, that's when it's also to have chametz in your shus. That's the way Rabbi Yossi dashes. Now, the Yom Tov Atzif, it means Yom Tov Atzmoy Pesach itself. Mishari, are you allowed to have chametz in your house on the beginning of Pesach? You could tell me the first day of Pesach, up until Chatzos, you're allowed to have chametz in your house. Is that true? Ha'iskish hashboshos all achilas chametz, like we had before. The Torah is makish inyan to get rid of your chametz from the same time when you're not allowed to eat chametz. Now, when you're not allowed to eat chametz, the achilas chametz, achilas matzah. And the Torah is a hekish that you're not allowed to eat chametz. At the same time, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. And when is the mitzvah to eat matzah? Balayla. So you see clearly, you're not allowed to have chametz in your shoes. Balayla Pesach. So Melo, when the pasuk says ach b'yom rishon, that ach means cholik. Half a day, yes. Half a day means no. You can't say it means on Pesach itself, because Pesach itself, treat to the whole day, you can't have chametz. And lamai ach b'yom rishon has to mean erev Pesach. Like we old erev Pesach up until chatzos. Me the right to you allowed to have chametz, and from chasayt v'yelech it's awesome. Omar Rava, Rava says now, from Rabbi Kiva's limud, Shema minim and Rabbi Kiva tlas. From Rabbi Kiva's limud, we hear three big kedushim. Again, Rabbi Kiva says, how did he know that b'yayim arishin has to mean erev Pesach? Because the pasuk says tashbisu, you have to destroy it on Yom Tov. If you tell me b'yayim arishin means Yom Tov, and the pasuk says tashbisu, that's a stira. Because tashbisu, he holds, means burning it. And burning something is an av malacha. You can't do malachas on Yom Tov. So that's his raya, B'kiva's raya. B'yom Rishon here can't mean Pesach, it has to mean Erev Pesach. So the Merav, you have three reasons why I shouldn't make that rasha. So you see three chedushim from B'kiva. First thing is, Shema Mina ain't b'yom chometz el esreifa. That's one chedush he holds. And that's a machlekes in the Gemara later. One would the Rabbanan hold? No, you can revive your chametz by stam zerul ruach. Stam throw it into the yam. You mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. You don't have to burn it. So if you hold like the Rabbanan, the Kiva has Mariah. If you tell me tashbisu just means throw it in the wind or throw it in the yam, on yontif you're allowed to throw it into the yam. So what's the raya? We're talking about yontif. Elamai Reb Kiva holds, like Reb Yehuda Shita, that ain't be a chometz el esreifa. When a Torah says tashvisu, the only way you mekayim the mitzvah is by burning it. And therefore, he holds you're not allowed to burn on yomtiv. So that's one chiddush. Another chiddush is, Shemar mina havara lechalik yotzis. That havara, it's a machlokes, do we say, the Torah says an extra time, leisavaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem. As even though the Lama test Melachas by Shabbos doesn't say Beferish, we learn it out from the Mishkan. Havara says Beferish. The Torah says, Loi Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. So it's a Machlokes. Why did the Torah have to say Havara special for him? One man the Yama says it's Lachalik Yotzis. In other words, it's a regular one of the Lama test Melachas. Just I would think you only chay if you do all together. Or else, if you do all together, you only chay if one. Kamash Mano Lachalik Yotzis. For every one of the Lama test Melachas you do, you get a special Chiyav Chattis or a special chorus, a special Chiyav Chattis, yeah. That's one man the Yama. The other man Yama says no. Havar is a chiddush is the lav yotzis. There's only a lav involved. There's no chiyav karas even by Shabbos. So Gemara is saying we have a raya Rabbi Kiva asked old havar lechalik yotzis, that havar is one of the lama tes melachis. And the reason why the Torah said an extra time havar had to tell me that for each melach you do separately, you have a separate chiyav chattis. But mashma if he would hold that havar is only a lav, then it would be mutter. And the question is why? Even if Havar is only alav, but it's still also to do on Yontif. So the famous Rach here, the Rach says, that if it would only be alav, I would say, Eser Deicholoi Sasei. We're talking about Yabim Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei. There's a Mitzvah Sasei of Tashbisu, get rid of the Chometz. Ah, you're not allowed to burn on Yontif, it's only alav. I'd say, Eser Deicholoi Sasei. Therefore, if Havar is only alav, it will be Mutter. So now it's Shvedo. So now that the Gemara says, Havar is Lachalik Yotzis. So Havar is not only alav, by Shabbos, it's even the Chiyav Chattis. But by Yom Tov there's no Chiyav Chattis. By Yom Tov there's only a lav. So even if Havar is really one of the Lama Tes Melachis, still I should say Yesod Leicholoi Sasei. So Teretz says that Yom Tov has an essay with it. Yom Tov, there's a Leicholoi Sasei and an Asei. There's an Asei to rest on Yom Tov, and there's a Leicholoi Sasei not to do Melachis. So the famous Vels Pshat is that, what's the word essay after rest on Yom Tov? The Pshat, what's called resting on Yom Tov is not to do a Lama Tes Melachis. Something that's one of the Lama Tes Melachis, if you do that on Yom Tov, you're over the Yisra Aseya Shvisa, you didn't rest on Yom Tov. But let's say Lamosha, somebody eats Chazir on Yom Tov. He doesn't have Aveir on Yom Tov. Is that called he was over the essay of resting on Yom Tov? No. What does that Aveir got to do with the essay of resting? If a guy wears Shatnas on Yom Tov, he did that Aveir, but Lamais, he still rested on Yom Tov. What Aveir do you have to do that says you did not rest on Yom Tov? Only the Lama Tes Melachis. If you do one of the Lama Tes Melachis, that's considered you didn't rest. Because the Torah calls these things Melacha. So you did a Melacha, it's not called resting. So it's very good then. If Havara is one of the Lama Tes Melachis, so it's called now, if you do Havara and Yom Tov, true, it's only a Lav. But by doing this Lav, you're also over the Asay of not resting on Yom Tov. And the Klal is, Ein Asay Doicha, Lois Asay V'Yasay. But if you're going to tell me Havara is only a Lav, that means it's not one of the Lama Tes Melachis. It's only Stam Lav not to do it. So it's like a lav, like don't eat chazah, don't eat shatnis. So if you're going to do this on Yom Tov, you only have a lav, you're not over the Yisr Asay. So Mele, if you're burning it now to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay of Tashvisu, it should be Mutter. So why does Rebbe Akiva say it's also to burn the Chometz, even to do the Mitzvah Asay of Tashvisu? So Mor brings a good raya, we see Rebbe Akiva holds that Havar is Lachalik. Havar is one of the Lama Tes Melachis. And therefore, if you do it on Yom Tov, you're over two things. An Issa Loi, a Loi Sasei, and an Issa Rasei. And the Klal is Essay, is not Doich, a Loi Sasei, but Essay. So that's the second Kiddush we have from Rebbe Kiva. And the third Kiddush is, that we should think of on Rebbe Kiva is, O Shema Amina, Lo Yamrinan Hoyol, for Hutru, Havara, Litzarech, Hutru Namish, Do Litzarech. Like everybody knows, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Like you're allowed to burn things, to cover Yom Tov. If you want to have, you have a fire going, and the fire is going out, you're allowed to put wood into the fire to make it burn better to cook. So what's the pshat? That the havar is mutl tzarech eichel nefesh. Now we hold lalocha mitoich. Mitoich is mutl tzarech eichel nefesh. Who are then it's mutl afilu shtel tzarech eichel nefesh? You see, the b'kivol's not like that. The b'kivol's no. Havar is only mutl was mamash tzarech eichel nefesh. Here to burn the chometz, there's no eichel nefesh involved. You stand one of them in the kind of mitzvah saseh of tashbisum, but that has nothing to do with oichel nefesh. You're not eating anything. So therefore, since you're not eating anything, Rabbi Kiva holds it's also to do with anyantif. So that's the chiddush Rabbi Kiva doesn't know from the svara of mitoich. So if you don't know from mitoich, and you hold havoris lachalik yotzesus, and you hold that ain't biyachomet elas reifa, then you have a rather Rabbi Kiva learns beyond this pasuk. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu cannot mean on Pesach; it has to mean erev Pesach. Yeah, but that's the maskon according to everybody's maskim though, like we hold that on erev Pesach that's the mitzvah tashbisu, and from chatzos v'yelech it's also to have chomet in mishus, and before that midirais it's mutter. Right, Tanu Rabbanan, the writer says. The pasuk says, "Shivas yomim sor lo yimotzim bevatechem." For 7 days, you should not find chametz in your rishus. So here it says, "Lashem lo yimotzei," don't find it. The Torah doesn't say lecho only your chametz. It says tam lo yimotzei, don't find any chametz in your rishus. And not it says bevatechem in your house. Ma tam loyma, what do I need this pasuk for? I have already a pasuk before, or even this pasuk a second, but I have another pasuk that says lo yiror lecho sor. You should not see chametz in any part of your gvul, anything that belongs to you. Not only inside your house, your gvul means in your chotzah, your backyard, your garage, any gvul, anything that you own, you should not see chametz. And here the Torah also says the word lecho. You should not see your chametz. But the question is, since I already have a lav not to see chametz on Pesach, so what do I need another lav for not to find chametz? Like l'chura, there's one lav. Don't see chametz. So if you find it, that's called seeing it. So the Gemara no. L'fi shenema the pasuk says lo yiroi l'chos or it's what it says. Don't see your chametz. We darshin she l'cho iyata roya. You're not allowed to see your own chametz. Aber roya ato she l'cho iyata roya. Aber ato roya she l'acherim. You're allowed to see goyi she chametz. If a goy puts his bread in your house, there's no avera. You're allowed to see goyi she chametz. And we'll see the sugi later. I'll you weren't mekabel achrayis. If you're not mekabel achrayis on the goyis chometz, you're allowed to see it in your rishus. But the pasuk says lecho, your chometz you can't see, but the goyis chometz you could see. V'shel gevoyah hu adin, something that belongs to hegdish, you can also see, because it's not called lecho, it's not called belonging to you. So the mara yochel yatmin v'yekabel pikdoinus, I would think yatmin though you should hide it. The pasuk says lo yiroi, you can't see chometz in your rishus. Let's say you have chometz. But you cover it up with a blanket. If you cover it up, you can't see it. Maybe that should be mutter. Yochel yatmin. Maybe it's enough just to cover it up. Or else, v'yekabel pikdoimus min anochri. Maybe I should be allowed to be mekabel a pikodoin. Means even though I have achrayis to watch it, it should be mutter. Maybe because still it's not mine. It only belongs to the guy. It doesn't belong to me. Maybe it should be mutter for me to be mekabel a pikodoin. That I have to watch a pledge from the guy. Talmuloyma, that's the second posik. Lo yimotzei. I can't find chametz. So even though you can't see it, you put a blanket over it, sure you can't see it, but can you find it? Yes, it's in your rishus, you can find it. So you're not allowed to even cover up chametz in your rishus. That's what the pasuk says, lo yimotzei. And nu adin, if you have a pikadon from a goy, that you have an achiyav achrayis on it, it's also called yimotzei, you're not allowed to have it. Now, ein liyela only, I would think only, v'nochri shlei kivashtoi. A nochri that doesn't work for you, who doesn't listen to you, is not under your rule. And vayta v'yein shuriyim chob imach v'chotzer. A guy that doesn't live with you in the chotzer. That's what I would think it's osur. What about nochri shekivashtoi? A nochri that's under your rule, like your slave. V'shuriyim chob v'chotzer. Or else he lives with you in the chotzer. How do I know even that is osur? Like I have a tzad to say here, it's mutter. Now the Gemara soon when asked the question, it should be just the opposite. If a guy is living with you, or a guy is your evid, it's more in your rishus. So pshita that should be osur. So the Gemara asked this question later, it should be just the opposite. Like we're saying like this, I only know it's usur a guy that doesn't live with us, and a guy that's not under my rule, but a guy that's under my rule, and a guy that lives by me, how do I know he's usur? It's of course a bit of madna, right? The Gemara was in this discussion. But minayin, how do I know that even this is usur? Even a guy that lives with me, and a guy that's under my rule, my slave, how do I know I'm not allowed to have his chametz? Talmud Ayim, the Pasuk says, lo yimotzei babateichem. You can't find chametz in your rishus. And that's called motzi. Since it's your guy, he's living with you, or he's motzi etzachom, it's called you find chametz in your rishus. That's awesome. But it's lo yimotzi, you can't find chametz. Vayta, ein liyela shebavateichem. But so far we think from the first pasuk of shivas yomim, sor lo yimotzi bavateichem, first of all, you can't find chametz in your house. So I would think only in your house you can't do it. Ein li yela sheba batechim. In your house you can't find it. What about the boiris? Not in your house. Outside your house you have a ditch that you store things there. Or else besichin umoris, caves that you store your food there. Minayin. How do I know you're not allowed to have chametz hid there in your cave? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, b'chol gavulcha. By the pasuk, the second pasuk of Lo Yiror Lecho Chometz, there it says, b'chol gavulcha. Gavulcha means anything you own, not only in your house, even in your garage, even in your ditches, your caves, also, since it's your gavul, you own it, you can't have chametz there. Pasuk Lo Yiror Lecho Chometz b'chol gavulcha. V'yadayin on Yom, I will still say, Bebatim, maybe they're true. We're saying now the two different psukim. The pasuk of Lo Yimotzei says, Bebatim.